You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Becca.
And this is Zoe.
And we co-host the Spokespeople storytelling events.
The story that you're about to hear by Elizabeth Ehrenberg was from our January 2013 show at the Pickle Jar in San Francisco.
The theme of the night was too much information, and Elizabeth talks about some of her experiences with yeast infections. So, just as a quick disclaimer, this story makes reference to sex and genitals.
Which we love.
We do love those, and we hope you do too.
The story is hilarious.
It's super hilarious, but we just wanted to put that out there and hope you enjoy it.
Our next storyteller is the lovely Elizabeth Ehrenberg. Elizabeth is a therapist, a dancer, a cartoonist, and a comic. Although she's lived in the Bay Area for 3 years, she will always be a New Yorker at heart.
Hi. I am so excited for this theme because TMI is my favorite thing ever. Like, all I want to do is eat a bunch of borscht and then tell you guys how red my poop is after I eat it. Poop, sex, farting, these are my favorite topics. And so all of my life, I've had to listen to people say, "Ugh, TMI," or, "You should keep that inside and never tell anyone." And I know what it's like to be on the other side of TMI. I went on this OkCupid date with this guy, and within the first 5 minutes of the date, he told me that he makes his own wool underwear out of men's sweaters that he buys at the Salvation Army. So maybe I'm a hypocrite. Maybe I'm a hypocrite. Like, I like to tell people about my poop, but I don't want to hear this guy's funky sweater story. But I think there's a difference. I'm a potty mouth, but I have social skills. I reserve the TMI talk for people who I trust and feel comfortable with. So you know that if I'm talking sex, poop, or farting with you, that you have made it to the inner circle. So my story tonight is not about poop, sex, or farting, actually. It's about yeast infections. I used to get a lot of them. I don't know why. I was just prone to the yeast, prone to the candida. That's the medical terminology there. I don't know if you guys remember that song, Candida, by Tony Orlando, but I used to think that it was like the theme song of my life, kind of Ally McBeal style. And when you get a lot of yeast infections, you learn a lot about treatments and preventative measures. I was lucky enough to live in an era where there's one pill that you can take to get rid of them, so I never had to deal with Monistat. But I also really like the alternative cures, such as vinegar, yogurt, garlic, acidophilus pills, really any probiotic, kimchi, sauerkraut would probably do well. But sometimes you just don't have anything around. You have no medicine around. And I was in one of these sticky situations once. It was late at night. And I just had a rager of a yeast infection, and I was really, really painfully itchy, and I needed to fall asleep desperately. I was really uncomfortable. And looking back on it, I probably should have just gone to the drugstore and got some medicine and sucked it up. But I was in that, like, pain, can't think mode, and so I decided I would just ice it. So I got some ice and a cup, and I was icing my vagina. I think there was a mini fan involved, too. And it worked. I mean, it gave me some relief. And I put the rest of the ice in the cup, and I was able to calm down, and I fell asleep. And something you should know about me is I'm an open-mouth breather. When I sleep, so I just get very dehydrated in the middle of the night. So I I woke up the next morning, I was really thirsty, and I saw this cup of water by my bed. And I drank it. And then at the end, I was like, that cup of water, that was ice last night. Oh my God, I just drank my own yeast infection juice. So I'll tell you one more vignette about about my life with yeast. I was in France a couple years ago, and I'm a big foodie. And France, you know, the food is just so rich and delicious. So I had about 17 too many Nutella and banana crepes. And if you're not a hippie like me, you may not know that sugar causes yeast infections. I actually was seeing a nurse once, and she told me, you know, if you want to prevent your yeast infections, you need to cut out sugar, chocolate, caffeine, and bread. To which I responded, but those are my four food groups. So I had all these banana Nutella crepes, and of course I got a yeast infection, which sucks. But at this point, I'm pretty used to it. But what sucked even more was that I was hooking up with this guy, and he was really good. He was a good lover, and I wanted to have sex with him. But I was just like, I'm really sorry. I have this yeast infection. I can't have sex with you. And he was French, but he spoke English fluently. But he got tripped up by this phrase, yeast infection. He was like, what? And so I explained all about the candida and the yeast and the sugar and the acidophilus. And then all of a sudden, there was this moment of recognition. And he says, oh, des champignons. And for those of you who don't speak French, that translates to of mushrooms. So after that, I did give up sugar for a little while, which it's no life at all, I'll tell you that. But never again was I gonna let my of mushrooms get in the way of sex.
Thanks to Elizabeth for sharing that story and to the Pickle Jar for providing the space.
Audio production for this podcast was by Ian Ratzer, with content management by Sarah Bars and photography by Chris Koster. Music for this podcast was by First to Get the Sugar.
If you liked this story, join us for our monthly live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
You can also find others of Elizabeth's stories on our website.
On the podcast section of our website.
In the podcast section. She also talks about pee and roommates. Moist and Festering was a really good one. Anyway.
That's true. And then you can also find Spokespeople on Facebook and on Twitter.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.